The 1969 Armed Forces Appropriation Act authorized the Department of Defense Chemical and Biological Warfare Program. This included the use of human subjects for chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapons research and development. Additionally, this act authorized presidential suspension of otherwise applicable statutes and regulations under national emergency conditions. National emergencies could now be unilaterally declared by the executive branch, which apparently nullified informed consent rights otherwise held by human recipients of biologically active and potentially toxic products with limited congressional oversight. The 1983 Public Health Service Act Amendment created a sweeping public health emergency program under the direction of the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The 1986 National Vaccine Program set up a legal model and precedent for the production and dispensing of COVID-19 vaccines. The 1986 National Vaccine Program provides civil and criminal immunity for producers, vaccinators, and others who manufacture and/or use products classified as vaccines by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This includes the CDC and the FDA. Under the 1997 Emergency Use Authorization Program, FDA Drug Safety Regulation, clinical trial standards, clinical trials, and the protection of human subjects through informed consent have been corrupted under the public health emergency conditions, primarily through expanded access to unapproved therapies and diagnostics.
Do you regret particularly the last one, the shutdown, the sweeping shutdown that some said made things worse?
No, I don't, Neil. And in fact, I think we need to make sure that your listeners understand I didn't shut down anything. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And the only way to do that is by draconian means of essentially shutting down the country. We know that we can do that if we shut down.
Well, I think one of the things you really need to do, to the extent that you can shut down temporarily the country, I think is important.
Well, if I knew at the time that shutting down would have such a dramatic effect on controlling the spread, obviously we would have shut down earlier. There were those who say, you shut down, you do destructive things.
February 4, 2020, HHS Secretary Azar issued the Notice of Declaration under the PREP Act for medical countermeasures against COVID-19. After this date, the use of COVID-19 products shall not constitute clinical investigation. This authorized the use of them, even if there's no safety or efficacy data, and even if such products are toxic and ineffective. Investigators, researchers, physicians, nurses, pharmacists, and other individuals involved in product dispensing, use, or administration to human beings have no legal obligation to comply with laws and regulations that previously applied to the use of experimental, investigational, unapproved, or approved biological products or devices, including compliance with informed consent laws, medical monitoring of recipients during product use, post-administration monitoring, and reporting of adverse events. Recipients of such products are not legally recognized as experimental subjects or patients receiving experimental, authorized, or approved products because use of the products shall not constitute clinical investigation. There is no stopping condition because there is no legally relevant clinical investigation to be stopped. On the basis of a self-declared public health emergency and classification of products as emergency use medical countermeasures The Secretary of HHS can suspend informed consent obligations and rights on behalf of the entire American population. Vaccinators are thereby authorized by the HHS Secretary to withhold information about product ingredients, vial contents, potential individual risks and benefits based on individual health conditions, treatment alternatives, and the option to accept or refuse the products.
Themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Getting vaccinated and getting a booster shot when eligible can save your life and protect you and your family and friends from getting seriously ill and spreading infection.
What do you think the probability is? 80%?
Personally, I think it's 100%. I think that there's a reduction in transmission. Right.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
We have all the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it, A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also to break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
Failure to get vaccinated doesn't just put you at risk. I think this is what is important. In a way, if it's not you who suffers if you don't, simply, it's also other people.
If you've done the right thing and gotten vaccinated, you deserve the freedom to be safe from COVID-19, to have your kids safe from COVID, to get back to the things you love.
You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
If enough people get vaccinated, it actually halts transmission.
The people who are not getting vaccines, you don't have to listen to a minority of people who are being harmful to the greater good and who are not acting on logic, reason, and science.
I want everyone to be vaccinated so that they're safe and so that their families are safe and so that life can feel a little more normal again.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.